Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving alternative facts.
Look, alternative facts are not facts. Not facts. Not facts.
John Kincaid presents Alternative Facts.
All right, I've seen people lecture on the Tiger Woods story this week, and let me just offer my point of view. Tiger embarrassed himself in a big, big way. But there are those, because the initial reporting by TMZ was wrong, and let me just say this for TMZ. This is one of the first times that I can remember where their reporting on an incident was absolutely horrendous and subpar. Subpar, horrendous. Tiger did not reek of alcohol. Tiger was not belligerent. There were so many errors in the initial reporting by TMZ. I get it. I understand that there are errors there, and I think Harvey Levine and the gang there, that's a little embarrassing, because they tend to do really, really good work. When they get a story, they tend to get it right. But then I've heard people try to spin that into, see, you better offer Tiger an apology. Tiger wasn't drunk at all. Are you kidding me? An apology? God forbid that your wife and kids were somehow on a two-lane road with Tiger Woods out on the road doing that. And I'm sorry. Stop spinning me the alternative facts, the false narrative of Tiger's deserving of an apology. Are you kidding me again? He had four prescription drugs on his disclosure. Four. That's not accidental that he mixed them. It's something that many times addicts will do. Now, we don't know what his mindset was, what he was up to, what happened. But I will tell you this. It takes a simple Google search to see that Tiger Woods, no less than a week earlier, had said he was pain-free. So I ask you, how long do painkillers stay in your system? How long do narcotics for pain or otherwise stay in your system? Because if you're pain-free in 1 week, why in the next week would you have to disclose that you're on a series of painkillers that you may have mixed improperly, which may or may not have happened? Sure, Tiger may have mixed his medications improperly. People have done it. By the way, my wife had like an ear infection. My daughter had an ear infection in the earlier part of this year. All you have to do is look either right at the bottle or right at the disclosure that comes with it. Do not operate heavy machinery when you're on this drug. Do not do anything like that. All these kind of things. By the way, heavy machinery, that's a car. And it's a car at 2 a.m. or whatever it was. Stop with the spin of, well, Tiger deserves an apology from people. Yeah, unless he's going down the road just absolutely not even knowing where he is, and that's been documented. He didn't know where he was. And he's barreling towards your family in a weapon. My gosh. And if you're pain-free, Tiger, why are you still on all those prescription drugs? Because nobody cites themselves being pain-free if the only reason they're pain-free is because they're just chucking a bunch of pills down their throat. That's not being pain-free. Pain-free is when you put those prescription bottles up on the shelf and they're put away or they're flushed down the toilet. Which, by the way, if you truly are pain-free, that would be my suggestion. Take the pill bottles, flush them. Because being on a series of medications and then being blitzed out of your mind where you don't even know where you are by an allergic reaction or a bad mixing of drugs, please give me a break. That is alternative facts if I've ever heard them. Hey guys, when you watch those pictures, it's horrifying. You see the car? See what happened? There are people that were, you jumped to conclusions on Tiger Woods. Did I? Yes, the TMZ report was wrong. But what is your issue with it? Yes, bad reporting. TMZ should be ashamed that they got so much wrong on the story. But let's get to the real facts. The facts are, what the blank's going on, Tiger? And if you're pain-free, and you say you're pain-free, then why are all those pain medications on your disclosure?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.